And now, Ed the Sox, War on Stupid on the Toddcast Podcast.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed by the corruption I've been hearing about in the Liberal government. Now, as I understand the scandal, in a nutshell, the Prime Minister asked his Attorney General to get a second opinion about how to treat a brand new law. She said no and went ahead with her original plans. Some people tried to make sure she was aware of the consequences of her decision, and she didn't change her mind. The prosecution went forward as she directed. The Prime Minister didn't override her and let her decision stand. Really? You call that corruption? That's pathetic! There's not even a hooker or big bucks bribery! Really, we're one of the biggest economies in the world, a player in global affairs, and that's the best a Liberal government can give us as a scandal? I understand why the Conservatives are upset. When it comes to scandals, they can and have done better. Now, since many have lost the ability to discern nuance, yes, that was sarcasm. The only thing scandalous about the SNC-Lavalin affair is how media, trolls, and Andrew Scheer have spun it for their own personal benefit. The Conservatives keep demanding Trudeau let Judy Wilson-Raybould speak. Let her speak! She spoke for 4 hours! That's practically enough time to binge-watch the newest season of Arrested Development! 4 hours! And Trudeau let her! If he's trying to create a cover-up, letting someone testify for 4 hours is a really inefficient way to do it. And what did she say? That she felt pressured to change her mind. Oh, she felt pressure? Poor baby. You're a senior cabinet minister. At that level, of course you're gonna feel pressure. What is this, government by snowflake? And since when do conservatives care about the feels? Now, I'm not standing up for Trudeau. I'm standing up for facts. I get angry when politicians of any stripe piss in my ear and tell me it's raining. The Conservatives are big on letting MPs speak freely. Come on. Stephen Harper held his MPs by the testicles, men and women alike. He wouldn't even let scientists publish data he didn't like. It's all smoke and mirrors and political opportunism for Andrew Scheer, who before this whole thing was politically a dead man walking. Now, like someone using a exploit to advance in a video game, he's trying to improve his fortunes by throwing shit in the air, then saying something smells bad. Yeah, Andrew? Well, the one who smelt it dealt it. Now, there are real issues to be debated, like Trudeau's internal leadership of his party and splitting the Attorney General and Minister of Justice roles. So how about we get on to that and the media does its job instead of nursing a hard-on for a Trump-like scandal? I'm Ed the Sock, and I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either. Join my War on Stupid on Twitter, at Ed the Sock.
Ed the Sock's War on Stupid, brought to you by womenandroads.com.